Well, Jim, back in an All-Ireland semi-final, and I suppose you were expecting a tight, tough test and a physical test yesterday, and that's what you've got against Armagh.
Yeah, very much so, Oisin, and I suppose we knew the challenge Armagh were going to present to us, and it was a stern one, but we're just delighted to get through, to be honest with you. It's our third semi-final in 4 years, so we're delighted about that, and obviously Dublin on the horizon now, and that's going to be a big challenge for us again.
It certainly is. Well, we'll talk about the Dubs in just a moment, but if we reflect back on the game yesterday, would it be fair to say, Jim, maybe at times that the Donegal weren't firing on all cylinders yesterday and were played better at times in other matches during the championship?
No, I think that's very fair, Oisin. Like, I mean, in terms of our own performance level, we know that there's a lot more in us, and there was a few things yesterday, I suppose, that were uncharacteristic in terms of our own game plan, things that we're normally very good at. And we weren't executing yesterday, you know. So we got to the semi-final now with a lot to work on, and maybe that's no bad thing in many respects as well.
Yeah, the game came to life yesterday in the first half, Owen McNeillis' goal, and it was sort of against the run of play in what, 20, 25 minutes or so. But he took his goal well, and he's a fantastic find, the young Gidor man, and the championship, his performances have certainly been on the up as the games progress, Jim.
Oh, very much so, you know, and the goal itself sort of turned the game for us in many respects. But, you know, that's just one individual, and to win championship matches, you need everybody firing. And I suppose Armagh asked different questions of us yesterday, you know, and, you know, they set up very well, set up very defensively. But that's nothing new to us, to be honest with you, Oisin, you know, and we are normally very good in them situations, and we normally manage them situations very well. But I felt yesterday just our composure was letting us down a wee bit at times, and our shot selection was letting us down a wee bit at times, you know, and there's a few other bits and pieces that we will be working on as well. So, you know, we're delighted to get through. It was a tough battle, you know. I think the boys showed very good character in the last 10 minutes in particular, when Armagh really asked the question on the scoreboard. They responded very well and very quickly and very directly to that threat, you know, and that was a big positive coming out of the game. But as I said earlier, a lot to work on heading in towards Dublin.
Yeah, and you had to respond because Armagh got their goal against the run of play. But Jim, before that, you should have been further ahead because you kicked a lot of wides, particularly in that opening 20 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, we did. But I suppose you'd have to go back and look at the circumstances around the wide, you know. Was it easy scoring chances, or were we kicking under pressure? Were we taking the right option, or were we forcing the ball? And in my mind, you know, a lot of them they were kicked under pressure and they were forced. So that's something that we're normally very good at, as I said earlier, you know, something that we're used to because, you know, we had Derry and they set up that way in the first round, then Antrim and then Monaghan, and you know, we should have been ready for that a wee bit more, but it's good learning for us, to be honest with you, Oisin, and it gives us a lot of things to get our teeth into over the next 3 weeks, and we know that we're going to need to be, I suppose, razor sharp in them areas if we're going to progress to the final.
Yeah, and the Dubs obviously are up next. Everybody's been talking about Donegal Dublin through the summer, but now, Jim, you have the chance to talk about Dublin, and that's going to be a mammoth task. It's the All-Ireland Finals from the last 2 years clashing in a semi-final.
Yeah, and probably too much talk about the Donegal-Dublin game before the last game, to be honest with you, something that didn't sit well with me. You know, too much commentary about it, too many opinions about it, and, you know, it was being billed 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Does that unsettle the players, Jim?
Well, it's very disrespectful to Armagh, and I would imagine if you're in the Armagh dressing room, every single comment and every single newspaper article that was being written in them terms was up on their dressing room wall last night. Definitely, you know, it would be something that would give any team a lot of motivation. So thankfully the game is out of the way now, and we've managed to get through it. And the Donegal Dublin game is on for real now. So whether it unsettled the players or not, I honestly can't answer that. I would like to think it didn't, because we're normally very professional in them situations, and you know, we manage them situations really well. But I suppose, you know, players are up and down the streets and they're listening and talking to people and reading papers, maybe a bit of it got through, I don't know. But, you know, I thought it was disrespectful to Armagh, and I wouldn't like it if it was ourselves in that situation. So it's over now, and it's done with, and we look forward to the semi-final.
Yeah, the semi-final against the Dubs is a game. It's not going to be hard to get the guys to be up for, Jim.
No, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we're 70 minutes away from the All-Ireland final, and whether it's Dublin or anybody else, that's the situation we find ourselves in. We've worked very hard to get into this situation. We didn't deliver a performance yesterday worthy of the work that we've been doing on the training pitch. And from a coaching point of view, again, that doesn't sit well with a coach because, you know, football, sport, you know, it's all about delivering performances. And we didn't get the performance yesterday that we know that we're capable of. And we'd like to think that, you know, if we get our heads down now for 3 weeks, work very hard and prepare really well for this game, you know, that we can bring a different level to the semi-final.
And just finally, Jim, what do you make of the Dubs so far this championship? Because I'm sure you watched them after your own game yesterday.
Yes, obviously been tracking them and been tracking them for the last 2 years in terms of their achievements and what they've done and what they bring to the table. And, you know, people are calling them the juggernaut that can't be stopped at the minute, and I suppose that's fair until somebody stops them. And we're the next team up to try and do that, and that's the situation we find ourselves in. From my own point of view and from the team's point of view, we're looking forward to the game. There's four teams left in the All-Ireland series, and we're one of the teams. And you know, when you get to a semi-final, they're there to be won. And we're 70 minutes away from a final, and that's the way we'd be approaching it. And we'd be trying to do everything in our power, Oisin, in terms of getting over the line in 3 weeks' time. And maybe before we do finish up, just to thank everybody that travelled in huge numbers yesterday from Donegal. The support was absolutely immense, and it's just a pity our performance wasn't a bit higher to give them more to get their teeth into themselves and to cheer and shout the boys on. But the support was absolutely massive, and coming down the road last night and stopping at filling stations and stuff to get a coffee, and the amount of young kids and everything that were there and coming over to the bus is absolutely fantastic, and it's very much appreciated. We're hoping we can go up the road in 3 weeks' time and deliver a big performance for ourselves and for everybody within the county.
And there's no doubt the support will be out in huge numbers for the semi-final. Listen, Jim, thanks for talking to us on Sunday Sport, and the best of luck with the preparations ahead of this semi-final. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you before the big game in a number of weeks' time.
Thanks very much, Oisin.